Paris, 1919. The doors to the historic Hotel Ritz, located in the heart of the City of Lights, are wide open. People run in and out freely, soldiers mixing with girls on the street, red banners and bedsheets hung outside, printed with inverted red chevrons, hammers, and torches. A year ago, many were still fighting the German invaders in the fields of northern France, sent to die in desperate counteroffensives, untold numbers of men lost to the folly of war. Some, finally, had had enough and began resisting the orders sent out by an out-of-touch high command. Repression was harsh and ultimately futile. When unrest among French workers grew, the bourgeois government sued for peace, the war was lost, and a humiliating peace was soaked in the blood of a sacrificed generation. The hated 1919 Versailles Treaty would be the herald of an age of revolution. The repressed labor and soldier classes of France had finally had enough. Strained by reparations and wartime debt, they rose up in a popular revolt to replace the rotten French Third Republic. Today, Paris is in the hands of those revolutionaries, signaling the start of an unstoppable tide of liberation. Here in the capital of France, where once the idea of monarchy was toppled, this spark of revolutionary fervor will light a signal fire to echo across borders, cultures, and horizons.